AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The Houston Astros clinched the American League West Championship for the seventh time in the last eight seasons. The only exception, the short 60-game COVID season in 2020. Here's Adam Spolane on how the AL West was won.
Jason Hayward hit a two-run homer as the Astros clinched the American League West title with a 4-3 win over the Mariners. The Astros win their seventh division title in 8 years, despite trailing the Mariners by 10 games on June 18th.
These are moments why we play baseball. This is why we grind. This is why you get to spring training early. This is why you stay late, sometimes lose sleep, and this will be one of the nights we have fun and enjoy.
Alex Bregman finished 2-for-4 with a homer for the Astros, while Kyle Tucker also went deep. Jorge Polanco went 4-for-4 for the Mariners, who fall to 2.5 games back of the AL's final wild card.
The Yankees had a chance to clinch the AL East title against the only team that could catch them, the Orioles. But as Mike Moriarty reports from the Bronx, those champagne bottles won't be uncorked for at least an additional 24 hours.
Despite injuries and mounting losses over the last few weeks, the Baltimore Orioles clinched the postseason berth with a 5-3 win over the Yankees. Starter Dean Kramer got the victory, tossing five frames, allowing just one run on three hits, while Anthony Santander smacked his 44th homer of the year. O's catcher Adley Rutschman said his team is relieved and now looking directly toward October.
Our guys are really happy to take this step, but for us, like, we're ready to go. We're trying to get better. We're setting ourselves up for a playoff run right now, and I think our guys are just really excited to get going.
For New York, Aaron Judge hit a homer in his third straight for his major league leading 56 of the season, as the Yankees' magic number to clinch the division remains at 1.
The Tigers took a big step towards an AL wildcard berth by edging the Rays 2-1 behind another dominant outing by Tarek Skubal. The lefty took a big step towards the American League Cy Young Award by winning his league-leading 18th game while giving up just two hits and one walk in seven innings, and the game moved to the afternoon due to weather concerns.
This is why you play the game, to play in moments like this and to play in front of fans, you know, with the whole time change too. I mean, they still showed up and we're pretty locked in from pitch one, so... Yeah, I mean, it's a ton of fun. This is why you play the game, and, you know, it's nice that we kind of hold our own destiny now.
The Royals needed 10 innings to snap their 7-game losing streak and tighten their grip on a wild card spot, edging the Nationals 1-0 as Bobby Witt Jr. scored the winning run on a throwing error.
We got that run scratched across, and, yeah, I think it's just one of those things where now we go. And so, like I keep saying, we didn't just come this far just to come this far, and we just got to go out there and play the game. Play to play, not play to win, not play to lose, just go out there and play our game.
The Twins fell 2 games behind Kansas City and Detroit as Minnesota was upended by the Marlins 4-1. Bailey Ober gave up all 4 Miami runs in the second inning.
Just got to pick up our feet and keep on moving forward and get ready for the next day. I mean, that's all you can do. You can't sit there and dwell on what's going on. We just got to show up and be ready every single day and every single night. Come out here and play hard and give everything that we got.
In a big game for a National League wildcard spot, the Braves moved to within a game of the Mets by beating New York 5-1 in Atlanta, where Gary McKillops was on the scene.
Michael Harris provided the power and Spencer Schwellenbach the pitching as the Atlanta Braves took the first game of their crucial 3-game series with the New York Mets 5-1. Harris went 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs and a home run.
We've been playing some good baseball lately, and it's just been fun to be out there and be with them doing it, so we just hope to continue doing that the rest of the season.
Harris also fell a triple short of hitting the cycle. Schwellenbach, meanwhile, went 7 innings and gave up just a run on 3 hits while striking out 4. Marcell Ozuna homered for the Braves, his 39th of the year, in the 5th inning. Luis Severino was the starter and loser for the Mets, going 4 innings and giving up 4 runs on 7 hits. New York finally scored in the 7th on a home run by Mark Vientos, his 26th of the season.
All 3 NL West playoff contenders were in action out West on Tuesday. AP correspondent Dave Ferry tells us who improved its positioning for a postseason berth.
The Padres wrapped up a playoff berth and moved closer to the NL West lead with a 4-2 victory over the division-leading Dodgers. Padres manager Mike Schilt. LA had the winning run at the plate in the bottom of the 9th before Miguel Rojas hinted to a triple play. Jake Cronenworth collected his first 3 RBIs of the month, delivering a 2-run homer and an RBI double.
Feels like everybody in that lineup's had a big hit for us at some point and contributed, and that's what matters. When you have a collective group all going in the right direction and everybody's clicking and, you know, it's a different guy every night that's getting the job done, that's what it's all about.
The Dodgers now top the NL West by just 2 games over the Padres with 5 games remaining. The Diamondbacks were hammered by the Giants 11-0, leaving Arizona just a half game ahead of the Braves for the final NL wild card and a half game behind the Mets. D-backs manager Torey Lovullo.
I don't think there's much that was positive that came from this game today. So I don't want to sit here and just hammer away at things because you guys saw what I saw. We got to play better baseball.
San Francisco took control in the third inning as Michael Conforto and Brett Wisely hit three-run homers.
The Phillies' chances of finishing with the NL's best record were diminished by a 10-4 loss to the Cubs. The Central Division champion Brewers kept their hopes alive for a first-round bye by beating the Pirates 7-2. Three RBIs for Joey Ortiz. The American League Central Division champs, the Guardians, did clinch a first-round bye in the playoffs by downing their cross-state rivals, the Reds. The White Sox nearly made the wrong kind of history by losing their 121st game, but a stunning three-run eighth-inning rally gave Chicago a 3-2 win over the Angels and kept them tied with the 62 Mets at 120 losses. The White Sox have been 0-94 this season when trailing after seven innings. Also on the diamond, the Athletics opened their last series in Oakland with a 5-4 walk-off win over the Rangers. The Red Sox squeezed past the Blue Jays 6-5 in 10 innings and St. Louis rocked Colorado 7-3. Coming up, NFL news and the WNBA playoffs. Football Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre surprisingly told a congressional committee on Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Favre made the announcement as part of his testimony about a welfare misspending scandal in Mississippi. Here's AP's Gethin Kulbo with what's going on behind the steel curtain.
Mike Tomlin is in no hurry to announce Justin Fields as the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh. Fields will again get the nod in place of the injured Russell Wilson when the unbeaten Steelers visit the Colts on Sunday. Tomlin stopped short of giving the job to Fields on a full-time basis, saying there's no need to make that kind of decision because Wilson still has not been cleared to play.
WNBA playoffs. The New York Liberty advanced to the second round by sweeping the Atlanta Dream with a 91-82 Game 2 triumph in Brooklyn. 36 points for Sabrina Ionescu. The defending champion Las Vegas Aces made it a two-game sweep of the Seattle Storm with an 83-76 victory. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.